Okay, quite an interesting subject here we have.
I forgot, I'm so used to not bringing my safe, not having a safe, I forgot
mine
to bring
mine. Mine has his life as a share tonight. He's going to try to...
So does mine.
Future.
Yeah, well, tefillah, shechobo, and nekodes, I think that's what we're up.
Somebody please eat some liquor so I don't finish the entire bag.
Is that auspicious? What is that out? You don't want to have doubts. Fat, or too much alam haza.
Too much alam haza.
That's it.
Well, good. Alright, to tefillah, shechobo, and nekodes. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever had this situation, but... quite an interesting one.
We discussed that, though.
Probably did discuss it, yeah. So, Lel Tefillah Shechaba Einet Havest. If you have the Lel Tefillah that falls out on the Einet Havest, now how could that be?
If she's standing
there,
it'd
be a pretty
light,
weird case.
The last period was very short.
That's one way.
Right. Or she spotted a lot.
Or she spotted on white.
Right?
Or Dan Basulim, that's the most common case. Hello? Go to the coffee room. Yeah. I don't know.
The answer is telling them whether or not they have kids yet.
Dan Basulim?
No, this one.
No, let's see. Alright, so let's feel the Shechal Bain HaTavest. Lam HaTavest. Like meaning Dan Basulim is when she becomes a Nida when she's not normally a Nida. And then by the time she clears up in the Dan Basulim, she's already expecting her next period. Right? That's why sometimes you'll have Chasen and Kalas that are Nidas for a month. Sometimes more. Right? If she sees Dan twice, she gets messed over twice. Yeah. So Asur L'Shamishpeh. So it's also the Tashri Shemitah on the Einus HaVest.
You push off the mikveh then?
Oh, we'll get to that. Amnon Ba'einus Arzarua Yesh Lahakal. Right, so if, like most women, they get the period during the day, right, so then, Einus Arzarua, you could. Now, not everybody... Okay, anyway...
On the internet?
Throw them off the website.
You see how many Marim HaKamis are in Lamatetz, how big a machlaikas this is?
Yes.
There are many shitas on this. Look, Lamates, Tiferes Lemoisha. These are the ones that hold you can't. Kresi Uplaisi, Sidre Tar, Tiferes Tzvi, Noida Behuda, Shelis Yavitz, Kerem Shalem, Mechabes Das, Heaven Hashayim, Give a Shol, Chachmas Adam, Hafla, Chasam Soifer, Lewushe Srod, Lechem Asimla, Kormayim Chaim, Sharide, Yosef Das, Shut Shemari, Parda Shemainim, Nari Afarsim, and Yeah.
Wow.
Deloy kashut knesset yecheskel.
Right?
What?
Feels like him.
See, that's my shayla. Can you hold like him?
Like 10
is 1. Yeah, but it's interesting because you see it says in the parentheses there, Simen lama gimel huva pischei tshuva sifkat and chafes.
Who is it?
Pischei tshuva brings it, pischei tshuva brings it twice. He brings it in the beginning of Simen kufpei dalet, and he just brings the knesset yecheskel at its mutter. And later on, he brings a whole pile of asa.
Okay.
Right? So, I'm not sure what the Pisca Chua's Kavana was, because he doesn't bring them. I'm actually going to the Teres HaShavim, Pisca, not fine. Okay. But anyways, the Velt is naig.
No.
Not to. But there's what to be, Saimachan. Now then, you also have a situation
with... It's a valid concern, no?
What?
I mean, it's a valid...
Zachiv, yes.
Well, here's the issue. Right? What's the Isser of Vestas? The Rabbanon or the Raisa?
The Rabbanon.
We say the Rabbanon. And what's the mitzvah of Lel Tefillah?
The Raisa.
It's interesting, because what do you say? So you say, Esei Doicha Lois Esei. Right? The mitzvah Esei of Aino
no,
should be Doicha Lois Esei.
No,
right.
But our Chiv is not
so,
Esei, it's a Lois Esei.
So the guy who says it, this is a case of the opposite, where a loisa is going to, even if you hold that even Vestas is the raisa, maybe this would be a case where a loisa is doichen aseh. The loisa of withholding aino from your wife may be doicha mitzvah aseh of staying away from your wife when she's expecting her period. Follow that?
What's your call?
Okay, whatever it is. Fine, yeah, we don't want to sound like that. I mean, halavai.
But there are times where we say that, so what can I say?
No, this is the one that you, I don't know if it's the only one, but this is...
What do you mean, does it sound funny? Wait a second, you mean it sound funny?
Yeah, it's the opposite.
You randomly called on me.
But we don't hold that it would be dope. I mean, if you held it, it would be dope, it would be the opposite. Right. Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah. Now, what happens if it's lel tefila? Right? And it's the wedding night. No, not lel tefila. Oina. And the wedding night. Or Aina, and the husband's going out of town the next day.
There's no,
which we know that there's a mitzvah to be with your wife.
Well, the wedding night, there's no mitzvah.
So, what does that mean, Aina? You mean she went to the mitzvah?
A woman has to separate.
No mitzvah wedding night.
What? No, the first time you could be with your wife is on your wedding day.
Right. Yeah, but there's no mitzvah if you keep to the Jewish.
There's
no mitzvah the wedding night.
Who said that?
It's a mitzvah.
Aina is a mitzvah saseh.
No, to withhold Aina.
It happens sometimes that a woman who's getting married has to keep the vestas from the previous period she got, even though she was single then. But
she doesn't have to cover her head.
Oh, I know, that's what I meant. The best
divorce.
I'm not sure. I shouldn't use that. I shouldn't. Right.
Well,
not with the previous time period.
And the chalami, though, let's say a woman gets her period a month before the wedding. Comes the wedding night. Now she has wedding night.
No, because.
And it's the best night.
Dad, you could.
So? We can't have yichud.
What?
Yeah, he's saying then
you
the next.
Oh, so that's another shayla. So now let's say you would hold it to Asa.
They can have yichud, but she would have to cover her.
They can have yichud because it's just. It's Asa just like it would be Asa. It's not. Okay,
that's the big shayla.
What?
It's not as bad as the chuppah neither.
Right. It's not as bad as the chuppah neither, exactly.
What?
Why not? It's not as bad as the chuppah neither, is it?
Why not?
No, it's just an ona. No, it's just an ona.
As far as
for
you
what?
Could and
what's
whatnot.
The problem?
Ona's not. It's
why?
The same thing. For the same purpose.
No, because a nida is a nida and a vest is a vest.
Right.
Why? You can't say a nida is the same as a vest.
You're the nida.
Because she's really a nida.
Right.
For what?
A vest is not a nida.
Why?
But the point is that
they both have the same reason why you can't have yichud. The ultimate thing is there. No tashmash.
The isser of
a man being with a nida is the same as the isser of a man being with a vest?
Right.
No, we just
right. That's just it.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
And there you go. Therefore, if there's less of an isser to be with somebody with a vest, then there shouldn't be a problem with yichud as much.
Yichud is only because there's no tashish before. Once there's no tashish before, there's an isser yichud.
No, but the problem, the reason why there's itzer is because it could lead to tashmish, right? By a nida, right? A chuppah nida. But by a vest, there's no. It's less of an itzer to have tashmish with a vest.
It's not allowed to be miyachid with your wife unless you are able to have tashmish.
But then every month you wouldn't be able to.
Right. So, but if you already had one tashmish, now we have
right.
The taiva is less.
So what do they do
to the mitzvah? So we'll see. I think he's gonna discuss it. Yeah. Now omnam first before that omnam behind us are the ruah yesh lahakol. So look at the mem. Kitzah shulchan aruch shari toyer v'ayin b'shut chasam toyer. The kala she'iru lel tefilas behind us havest. Now what about a kala who her lel tefila fell out on behind us havest? Dano achrayne mimutu lovei ala bia rishayna to ubilas mitzvah. Are you allowed to have the bias mitzvah close to the vest? There's no difference. You can't be makel, just like you can't be makel by one who's going on lederach. Because by yotzel lederach, it's very interesting. Yotzel lederach,
leaving the next day.
If the guy is going on a trip the next day.
We're makel certain things regarding that though.
We're makel chivik v'nishuk. Even the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel in Gansin, the Rambam says with Machmer, not neither.
Best.
Right, so basically, what we're trying to figure out is what's the most important time for a person to be with his wife? Meaning, is if he's traveling the next day, or is it Lel Tefila, or is it Lel Chasana?
Right.
Right? So, what another view of this timing is that if when Yotzei L'Derech, which you find that there's a lashon of a chayiv, that it's a chayiv for a man to be with his wife. As it says, it's in the lashon chayiv shere amru chayiv adam lefkoid ishtei b'sha sheyotu l'derech, so it's a chayiv for a man to be with his wife. Yet we paskin l'maisa, that you can't be with your wife, right? It doesn't say chayiv by l'afila, and it doesn't say chayiv by l'chasana.
So if that is, if they don't allow you then for sure not, you wouldn't
exactly.
be allowed.
Exactly. That's what the Noi Debi Yehuda time is. Right? V'lochein hella l'etzer l'kal l'sham ashtamak l'vesta. Hayin shom. V'chein pasku b'shut helaf l'chashlami ben ishchai, b'shut netin ha'mneman v'ayin b'shut igris moyshe, shehissig ala Noi Debi Yehuda, v'kosav debi arishayna hichchai v'yaisu gedel m'chi v'ayin ishe b'tayrin. The moyshe time is on the Noi Debi Yehuda. That the biggest mitzvah of Aina has got to be the wedding night. There can be no bigger mitzvah of Aina than the wedding night, according to the Moshe. Well. Yeah, I hear that's far. But how about that? Obviously, what he says in parentheses, Amlam Ludina Lai Hekel Bazah. He was not Mekel. I mean, he didn't want to go against the Noi Debi Yehuda, but he tied it on the Noi Debi Yehuda that it's got to be the biggest mitzvah of Aina, the wedding night.
So why does everybody make a whole big thing saying that you don't really have to wedding night and this that or blah blah?
You have to. You just in the practical.
Yeah.
You have to make chassanim aware that it's not necessarily going to work.
Right. I hear you saying.
Right. He's mounted by a kala basula, but not by an almana. I don't know about by a divorce. Yeah? Fine, so that's another issue. Now, the chaf is very interesting and it comes up. Let's say Sataka the lel tefila falls out of the Ayin HaSavest. Can she go to the mikvah?
Yeah, she can't.
What's the ikar isser on the Ayin HaSavest? Just
Tashmish.
Yeah,
what about Chibut Venishuk and other forms of intimacy?
That's only Tavei LeBracha.
They can.
It's only Tavei LeBracha. Right? So now, do we allow a woman to go to the mikveh anyways, even though there won't be any Tashmish?
It's only
in
Achas to that.
Right? So,
but there isn't there a mitzvah the night of the mikveh?
Right. Isn't there a mitzvah the night of the mikveh?
But to go back on what you were saying, if the guy's not there, she's still going to... No.
So Matzah Tashmish for the right away the next night. She doesn't have to worry about getting a late appointment or
what?
Whatever else. There's other advantages. She goes to the mikveh now. Besides, Tashmish potentially can help her earlier.
I thought we'd be too worried about.
Okay, so we have machlokes. It's the Yesh Eisrim Litvel Oz Bishvil Shar Kravis. There are those that say it's Oser to be Tavol for Shar Kravis Shema Yoel Lashamish.
Because perhaps they're
going to come be Mishamish.
What if the husband's sick? Same question. What if the husband's sick?
If the husband's sick, he's Potter.
Right. So and it's her night of mikveh.
Same issue. It's less.
Why is it
because
less?
Because if he's sick and they end up having
tashmish,
there's
is
no
if
issue.
She's sick and the doctor says she can't attach me.
Well, yeah.
No, but then she wouldn't be going to the mikveh anyway if she's so sick.
It's not necessarily true. Depends what the sickness is.
Right.
Depends how lovesick she is.
No. You're telling me I'm corny.
Yes, there are those that are after, but yesh matirim little b'shvil shar krevus, and there are those that are matir for other krevus. Right? Uvedinu yesh l'akabazah. He passes with ma'isa, you could be mekum. Where did he get that from? Mem gimel. Kein shama mariv rabbi shlita. If he had gone to Moshe Feinstein, an oral psak from Moshe Feinstein. I am b'shut knaf renano, because of the yesh mitzvah litvah mishum shakreves. There's a mitzvah to be titled mishum shakreves. Number four shana. That's right? I think lemaisa. Yeah, that's what we would. That's what we would do.
Mm-hmm. And we would let her
go. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the wedding night? That's already a whole more complicated.
What if she doesn't want to go?
Yeah, can she push it off?
It's more convenient the next night.
Yeah, then I would say l'chayra, then you have to be simachan.
The family...
Doesn't it make a difference?
A stamazah you're asking to push it off?
Yeah.
In this situation.
I would say in this situation you have plenty of sheep.
If this situation is a Friday night, does that make a difference?
Well, you want to tie in a Friday night, there's more of them.
Right.
Today, there are sheetas that hold that even if you hold it as a ruah, but on Friday night you don't have to hold it as a ruah. We don't pass them like that, but there are those that hold
it. What if it's a wedding on Friday night and he's leaving the next day?
And he's sick.
Go on, Shabbos.
Friday night, if there's no Shabbos anyway, so you can override the whole issue with Shabbos, is not an issue?
Friday night what?
There's no Shabbos anyway Friday night.
When?
Why not?
The situation.
Right. I mean, stam on a Friday night. Would you be matter to go to feel a Friday night if...
The vest?
If it's a vest.
You're not going to touch
anyway. Yeah.
Wait, why are you sure you're not going to touch me on Friday night?
No, if they can't.
Oh, yeah, the vest. But why would they... Then why would you go for...
To go to the mikvah Friday night is a shverah thing.
Right. Oh, so there you go. Even more of a reason you could push it off to once the Shabbos.
And a Hanami, but let's say you don't want to, can you? He's tiny, can you go?
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
Because well, that's your really big mitzvah night, huh?
Shows how good my memory is. Yeah?
Why is this different than going to... why is this going different than going to mikvah earlier than you're supposed to, which is not being tashmish, because you don't sit there.
Because you're mutter.
No, like there's a community that they go, like it's too far to walk to the community, to the mikvah, so they go, like let's say Friday night is...
They go a day before
or whatever. Yeah.
They don't go a day before. They go that day instead of at
that
night.
That day, that is night at night.
Yeah, but that's...
They don't tell the daughters, or do they
do? Huh? Only if you don't have daughters. No, I'm joking.
That's the
what do they do? It's
shver.
It's shver. It's a big. That's a big machlokes. We didn't learn those halachos yet.
We didn't learn.
No, we did.
We didn't learn.
I was here. I was here. That was.
You heard online.
Yeah,
I heard online too. Right.
Oh, so the din is anyways. If you yard to lederach, keep it when you shik for sure. There's no inyan of tavei la bracha to avoid intimacy if the husband is going on a trip the next day. Now, by the way, what does a trip mean?
I was about to ask how long is it
trip? Don't start saying you got to go to Brooklyn tomorrow. So in the mail, we start to need
an extra.
I need to get an ice cream in Brooklyn tomorrow. So, you know, maybe we can be mate, right?
Sorry, it doesn't work like that. You need a heter.
If you're normally makvid, then you need to be mate. Now you might be able to do a raisa.
You might.
A dorm is a big issue. That's what a lot of places can say is a problem with shaving, even if you have a heter to shave during seder because you're gonna lose money or a business meeting, whatever it is, you might have to be mata nether. Even if you always shave, it's a nether because Gans Kleist is keeping this minute. Okay, whatever it is, but you have to be careful with the minute. But what is the length of a trip?
Right.
So...
You mean the night apart?
No, I love that. Some posts can say that it's the sheer ayna that you would have. Meaning if you're a Talmud Chacham, so your sheer ayna is only once a week, so if you're going to be gone more than a week, so then you have a mitzvah to be mitzvah, you don't want to be mekayim your mitzvah. Rabbi, if you can be back less than a week, then you're okay. Then there are those that say, I don't have it a sheer, the different
two times a week, whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm saying there's different sheer in length.
How's the length?
You go. Right? You could also have, is it a distance or is it a time? Is it a timeshare or is it a distance? Same issue that you have with Tzivos HaDerech and all that. Is it time or is it distance?
Over when?
Okay, whatever.
Over.
That's not what we're learning. Now Mu'beres. Very controversial subject, yeah. Okay, Mu'beres, La'achah Shloshah Chadashim, Mitchila Sibur, a pregnant woman from 3 months after she gets pregnant, Eina Tzricha Lifrash Samach Levesta, she does not have to separate Samach Levesta. Mishum Mu'beres, there's a lot of confusion here when people's wives get pregnant. What goes on? She does not, once she's pregnant for 3 months, she doesn't have to be Pirish Tamach to the vest. Not right? Because then she becomes Musulaka Tamim. Klaimar Isha She'ain Damam Batsuyim. Klaimar Isha She'ain Damam Batsuyim. Her blood is not found. We're not Choshish that she sees that.
now, if a woman's not a vest
kavua,
what
should she do after 3 months?
So now, this is talking about a woman who has a vest kavua. Right, so a woman has a vest kavua. Right, so she sees, let's say, Aleph L'Chodesh. Right, for 5 years straight, she every first day of the month, she gets a period during the day. Then, all of a sudden, she gets pregnant. So she misses one Aleph Chodesh. Right? She now has to separate the next Aleph. Why? Because she has a vest kavua.
A vest kavua,
to uproot a vest kavua, you need 3 times.
Right.
If she didn't have a vest kavua, she only had a vest she'ina kavua.
The first time would be?
It's uprooted before she even knew she was pregnant. Right?
Yeah,
1 second, we'll get to that. Yeah? So guys get very confused when wives get pregnant. Do they have to keep vests? No, because in most cases, it's a vest she'ina kavua, and the days are already passed. Now, you're going to ask, what happens if the wife took a pregnancy test 3 days after the mikvah, and she knows she's pregnant 2 weeks before her vest even comes, because of the pregnancy test?
You probably still have to
separate. Right? Yeah. Big machlokes, we'll get to that in a minute. Oh, hopefully.
Can't go on technology.
Well,
I don't know.
It
sounds like we don't want to mix, you know, halacha with technology. It sounds like, you know,
yeah?
Separation state.
You made business
machlokes? Yeah. Oh,
did you go to the Chavon
again?
Yes,
I did.
You saw the sun?
Yeah, I actually did.
Would you have seen it without your glasses?
Yes.
You would have?
I've had a little prescription.
Okay, but what about if somebody who couldn't see without his glasses?
What does that mean?
Huh?
I'm pretty bad for
sun. You have to see the sun.
The sun?
Just
yeah.
You saw light. Good, I'm saying, if you want to actually see the
nice
sun,
clear
and you can only see it with your glasses, can you make the drop?
Yeah, maybe not. Well, like sunglasses?
Or forget it, you want to do what I've done with the fun. How about reading from the Torah?
Can you react to Chris McGill with the hearing aid?
Right.
Yeah, all these type of things. All
these
type of things. Okay, but if we don't get going, we won't cover it. If she taka saw dam on the 3rd month of her pregnancy,
why?
Okay, meaning he's saying a little different case of when it would be negeya. Back then, women did see blood. Even women nowadays sometimes see when they're pregnant.
But she becomes anita.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
What, she
I don't know, she's pregnant.
Just as the Matthias, for the most part, changed.
You're right.
Very
I thought there's a heter that you know if there's a reason why she's breathing.
What does that depends on? I mean, Mark and all that. No, we're talking about regular, back then, regular women got
she
a period. Don't say women got a period in the 3rd month of pregnancy.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to separate the 4th month, even if it's a Vashayna Kavur.
Because it got messed up.
No, because there's no
vest.
After you're pregnant for 3 months,
there's
a chazaka that you don't have to be chazan. That blood is going to come. The dam is going to come.
Right. Okay? Well, also, because after 1 month, it resets, no? The vest. After 1 month, if it's a vest, Shana Kavua, then you don't have anything to base it on.
Yeah, but we're talking about she saw the 3rd month of it. The 90th day of her pregnancy.
She saw blood
a period.
On Aleph Chodesh, whatever it was?
Whatever, no, and a new period. She never had. She had a vest kavua, vest she'ina kavua, always.
So the next month you don't have to.
The next month you don't have to.
Let's say she
right, because it's the 4th month.
Let's say she had a vest kavua, she went 3 months, nothing on the 4th month.
Now what happens if she saw on the 4th month? Then what's the din?
No, the vest kavua.
Vest
kavua. I'm saying even.
What?
Saying.
No,
it's
the same
back.
Thing. 3 months, it
no,
got
after
reset.
3 months, once she's pregnant 3 months, you keep nothing.
Even a vest kavua.
Right. But what happens if she saw in the 4th month of pregnancy? Hadin shein however tzrich alav shliyam avest who dafke im rasa dam b'chaydesh ashlishi libur. Right, that she doesn't have to see. That's only if she didn't see and if she saw in the 3rd month, then she doesn't have to separate for that dam for the chashash in the 4th month.
Right.
Amnam im rasa dam b'chaydesh aravi libur. But let's say she saw dam in the 4th month of pregnancy, tzrich alav shliyazu b'chaydesh achamishi. For that. She has to be chashish for in the 5th month. It's very confusing. If she saw dam in the 3rd month, she doesn't have to separate it for the 4th month. Because she became a mesalekas damim after the 3rd month was over.
How long do you separate for a miscarriage anyway, let's say?
What does that have to do with this?
I'm saying normally if someone's bleeding in the 4th month of pregnancy.
No,
then.
We're talking about regular. No, she's not miscarriage.
Uh-huh.
She's bleeding. Right?
So,
Yeah. But in the 4th, if she sees, then she has to separate in the 5th. What's the difference? Meaning in the 3rd month she saw dam, she wasn't a musalekas damim. Before the 4th month, the ainas, the vestas of the 4th month came, she became a musalekas damim. She doesn't have to be chashish, she's ever going to get a period. But if she already saw dam when she's a musalekas damim, that means that her body is not functioning normally, and she's seeing dam when she's a musalekas damim. But mainly she has to be chashish in the next month.
Right.
Because she's one of these types of women that is not a mitzvah like
the
second when she's pregnant.
Would be same as the third.
Yeah. Right.
What'd you say?
When we come up, ain't it true? But here's a big kula, and it's negeya. Yeah, when we come up, ain't it true? The love is lying a bain in this mirror. So she doesn't have to be chashish for the ain't a bain in it. Okay. We'll get to that. That's very negeya to a nursing woman. She doesn't have to keep the anemia. So she sees dam in the fourth month.
What about
she has to separate for the fifth month. She doesn't have to keep the anemia.
So what?
Which is a big machloek because he's passing the kula.
What about before the end of the third month, or the second month? If a woman never had a vest kula, so she by the time the second month comes around, she has no vest, standard vest. Vest the chodesh is gone.
Right. She has to pass the anemia.
Anemia is what? Which month?
Whenever the last month that she saw.
So 1 month, that's it? But the next unabandoned she doesn't have to do
what
it?
What unabandoned? She didn't see.
Okay.
Right? There's no unabandoned
right.
to keep because
she
didn't see. Right?
So
now.
Is this negate to a nursing woman?
Yes, I mean, because the word nursing woman has is also misdirected stomach.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, hold off on that. But yes, I mean, shebizmanenu nishtanu hatzvayim, there are those that say that bizman hazeh, the teva's changed. Umiyad kishan noshim misabros, right away when women get pregnant, poiskos milunas dam, they stop seeing dam. Well, and according to those shitas, miyad sheyadat isha shimuveres. As soon as she knows, nechsheves ilu misalak estamin, which is the way most women are, ve'ein tzarach liv mishtamach levesta.
Okay. How would she know?
How would she know either I'm pregnant or that, or she knows she's pregnant? Right? Blood test, anything like that. She's misalak estamin. Okay, we got to stop. From Moshe, and he's going negative kiveya.